The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? We're back. We're back with another one. Yes, indeed. It is your boy, Cousin Ed. Cousin Ed's Corner, back at you. I want to say the whole intro. Let me say the whole intro. For those who haven't heard season one, before the beats and the drops and the new intro, this is how we used to be. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, we're back, Cousin Ed's Corner. No matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So that was the original intro to Cousin Ed's Corner. Even before recording for a actual show, being this show right here, I used that intro on messages I sent out to friends, family, and loved ones. For years. So I wanted to go back to that. It's always in my mind. It's like you may watch a news anchor change stations and they still say something about the old station because you do it for so long. That's what you remember. So that's just something I remember. But before I go into the show, hey, listen, what's going on, fam? Happy Monday. Happy Easter 1st. All of that. We made it through the first quarter. So time to move into quarter two. Hopefully you got some things accomplished that you wanted to get accomplished in first quarter of the year. If you haven't, hey, you got three more quarters. Let's try to get it done before halftime. So you got this second quarter to get things done before halftime. So 3 months left. Get things done. Hopefully everybody, family is safe, loved ones are safe, co-workers, friends, everybody's safe through this first quarter of the year. Praying for all families throughout this time. This show, I said I had a surprise for everybody who was on. I did two lives this weekend. If anybody was on either one of those lives, I normally do a live on TikTok, I do a live on Instagram. If you were on any one of the lives, I told you that I had a surprise for my Monday motivation show, Motivational Monday show. And I'll tee it up in a minute, but I already gave you a piece of it. You just don't know it yet. But I want to talk about Easter, talk about the next couple weeks for Cousin Ed's Corner. Hopefully y'all have been enjoying the content. I want you to stop right now. Really, I want you to stop right now. Thank you for listening this far. Stop. If you have not followed the show, go ahead and hit the follow button. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. A lot of you may get the alerts from me. You may get alerts from somebody else. Go ahead and get the alert yourself, right? Follow the show. I know the one thing about podcasting, it's not live radio. You don't have to listen to it right then. So that's a great thing. So follow the show. You don't have to listen to it right then, but you'll get all the updates when new shows come out. You see the titles and everything. Maybe it's something you want to listen to right now, maybe something you want to listen to later, but definitely follow the show. Then after you do that, I want you to send this show to your friends, family, and loved ones. Make sure one of them follow the show. Okay, so make sure you share that. Share the show with one of your friends, family, and loved ones. So you're probably just coming back after you did that. Hopefully you were able to break away and do that and come back to the show. The reason why I say all that is because the movement we've made this first quarter has been tremendous. And I say we because it's not only me. You may hear my voice most of the time, but it's other people that lend their voice in the background to what I'm doing, to what we're doing over here, to say how, you know, what they think of the show and how we can keep the needle moving. Think about a record. Keep the needle moving forward. So keeping us moving forward. So I want to acknowledge two key people who got the show where it is right now. And I always go back to those two people because previously I was sending these out to my friends and family via text, via WhatsApp, via Telegram, via Google Drive, all that stuff. I was sending it out and I did not think of or want to put the effort behind anything else. So Mr. Moody, from my business partner, he's still my business partner, my partner in crime, he said, hey man, you need to go ahead and do this. Also, Queen Terilyn Michelle, she heard one of the messages that I sent out and said, hey, you're robbing people of not sharing your gift with them. And I'm saying that humbly. I'm not saying it because I believed it, because if anybody know me, I didn't put this stuff out for anybody else to listen to. It was just me, you know, my therapy. So after she said it, it really hit home because she's someone that I heard her voice. I was like, hey, you do this for real, for real. And she's been on different stations. She's consulted with different people. And for her to tell me this, I was like, you know what? Maybe I need to go ahead and follow up on it. And in doing so, I went ahead and secured the domain. I went ahead and secured my own podcast platform outside of Next Door Neighbor Radio. I went ahead and got some graphics done. So many small things I did just to secure the show. And she was like, you got enough content. Just go ahead and do it. So instead of me waiting for the next thing I wanted to secure, she said, go ahead and do it. And that's what launched Cousin Ed's Corner on this level. So Cousin Ed's Corner has always been here through Next Door Neighbor Radio, through mynextdoorneighbor.com, through Indian Radio, and Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. But to do it on this level is totally different. That was, I want to say, October of 2022, I believe. You can go back and look for yourself, but I think it's October 2022. And now we're into the going in second quarter of 2024, and we have just, hold on, I don't know if I have a drum roll. I don't have the effects. Sorry. I was going to put the effects on. Give me 1 second. I'm going to be corny here, man. Listen, I'm going to be corny because it's something that we accomplished. Let me see if I can do this. Yes, yes, yes. I know I was going to be corny. I told you that. It's something that even the equipment I got all kind of gadgets in it that could do certain things. I think I played with it once before. I told y'all that y'all really are my heartbeat. Y'all make me feel some kind of way about this show. But definitely, I'm playing around now, but I'm eager to tell you this, but I really wanted to. I'm excited. Let's give ourselves a round of applause first. Like I said, I was going to be corny. All right. Outside of that, really? Seriously? Listen, we have just We have just aired our 250th episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. 250 episodes of Cousin Ed's Corner have aired. This is the big announcement I had. I'll put up something that they gave kind of badge, you know, for accomplishing that. Most podcasts start and they may last 3 episodes, 4 episodes. They might have the consistency of once a month. They might have the consistency of once a quarter. They might have the consistency of doing something like the beginning of the year, going to the gym, and they fall off. No. 3 shows a week for over a year. This is the third season we're in. 250 episodes. 250 episodes we have accomplished here at Cousin Ed's Corner. I think we deserve another round of applause. All right. Like I said, maybe I start using those a little more. I think they to me, they were corny, right? But, you know, maybe I start using them a little bit more. But I wanted to tell each and every one of you, thank you. That's what I really came on to do. It was big for me in accomplishing that. It was big for the show. It tells me that what we're doing over here is something positive, something right. The number of guests that have come back, the number of new guests that's coming on, the numbers from listeners is amazing. The people who reach out to the show and let us know how you feel about the show is amazing. And it's not about numbers, really. Me and Moody always talked about, we don't care if one person listens or 5 people listen or 500 people listen. Don't care about that. So for me, like I said before, this is my therapy. But the responses and the affirmations that I get from y'all means a lot. So just definitely keep sending your text messages. Keep sending your DMs. Wherever you want to reach out to me, 762-333-2032. 762-333-2032. You can reach out to me. I'm Cousin Ed's Corner on all platforms. Next big announcement, since I said all platforms, is the next big announcement. Stop what you're doing again. Go to YouTube. Once you go to YouTube, you can now find Cousin Ed's Corner there. It's been there. I've been on the low key about it, but I officially launched the podcast from there as well. So you can see, you can hear, let me say that much. You can hear Cousin Ed's Corner on YouTube as well. Just go to YouTube site, search Cousin Ed's Corner, and then you'll see podcasts next to it. And you can listen to the podcast there. I'll tell you something freakish. Random people are picking up the podcast now. Like random people. So I'm amazed by the numbers within this first week. Number of people listening to the show that actually have reached out. Said they just heard about the show. Some people have went through and listened to a bunch of shows. It's amazing the random people that I've heard from this past week. But I'd like to hear from you as well. So definitely go to CousinEdsCorner.com. Across the top of the page, top right hand, I believe, click on leave voicemail. Leave a voicemail there for the show. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. But also let me know what you think of the podcast officially launching on YouTube. So you have over 146. You have 146 shows there. Couple shows not showing up because they are of the subscriber base. If you want to be a part of the subscriber base of Cousin Ed's Corner, I just launched that maybe a week or two ago. That's called the Corner Connection. The Corner Connection. It's really just a subscriber base for you to get somewhat exclusive content, but it's really for you to support the show, just to keep the lights on. So if you want to support the show, you can do it through there. You can also do it through Venmo, Cash App, and all those places, Zelle. Just reach out to me. If you just want to, you know, like, you know, I always joke around about something being brown and the bottom cabinet is light in the top cabinet. If you want to help, you know, fund some things over here and help the guests, buy them a t-shirt, things like that, send out certain gifts to listeners. If you want to help in all of those causes, definitely, I will not turn down your support in that realm. So hit me up. I'll send you the Zelle or the Venmo or the Cash App information where you can do that as well. So really looking forward to this next quarter of Cousin Ed's Corner and moving into the rest of this year. Got some tremendous guests coming on. Heavy hitters in every avenue, every, I like to use the word spectrum, every avenue, every spectrum that you could think of. So I got some tremendous guests returning. I'm not going to name names because if I start naming names, I'll get in trouble because I'll forget somebody. So some tremendous guests returning to Cousin Ed's Corner. So if you want to be on Cousin Ed's Corner, definitely hit me up as well. Send me a email at info@cousinedscorner.com. That's info@cousinedscorner.com. And I can look at that and see if it's a best fit for the show. It's early in the morning. I'm going to work out, take my shower, get ready for work. So I love each and every one of y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to give you a round of applause because I'm being corny today. It's early. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Love you. I'm out of here. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cousin.